The Traveler's Journal, July 29th. Watching the ponies swim in Chincoteague. Over the next 24 hours, up to 40,000 people will descend on Chincoteague, Virginia, a tiny island in the bay that separates the Delmarva Peninsula from Assateague Island and its National Seashore Wildlife Refuge. They come to participate in a 75-year-old tradition. Each year, local volunteer firefighters raise money by rounding up wild horses on Assateague Island and herding them 500 yards across knee-deep shallows into town, where the foals are auctioned off. Onlookers line the way, forming a human channel across the water. It's fair to say that the annual pony crossing, immortalized in Marguerite Henry's children's classic Misty of Chincoteague, is the small town's main event. Since the exact time of the crossing isn't announced until the last minute, anticipation is a big part of the experience. But with so many thousands of spectators competing for the best spots to wait for hours in the hot sun for a glimpse of 100 or so ponies, the traffic and tempers in Chincoteague can get intense. Here's how to avoid the main crowds and still see the ponies swim. Simply show up late. The horses that don't sell, usually well over half the original number, are returned to Assateague 2 days later, the same way they came. There'll be no media, far fewer spectators, and much less hassle. It's the easiest way to get a view of Chincoteague's ponies. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.